Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 302 for April 27th, and we're going to start off in 1813 during the War of 1812, when American troops capture York, the capital of Upper Canada, in the Battle of York. And then in 1945, during World War II, Benito Mussolini is arrested by Italian partisans in Dongo while attempting to escape disguised as a German soldier. And finally, in 1994, in the South African general election, the first democratic general election is held in South Africa, in which black citizens were allowed to vote. The interim constitution comes into force. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 27, 1813, during the War of 1812 between the United States and Britain, American forces captured York, the capital of Upper Canada, present-day Toronto, Ontario, in what is known as the Battle of York. This battle was part of the American strategy to gain control over the Great Lakes and cut off British supply lines to their Native American allies in the region. The victory at York was significant for the American forces, though it came at a cost and had mixed outcomes. The battle resulted in significant casualties on both sides. Notably, General Zebulon Pike was killed by flying debris when retreating British forces blew up the fort's main magazine, which they had rigged with explosives. The explosion caused numerous American casualties and delayed the capture of the fort. On April 27, 1945, in the waning days of World War II, Benito Mussolini, the fascist dictator of Italy, was arrested by Italian partisans in the small town of Dongo, located near the Swiss border. Mussolini was attempting to flee to Switzerland disguised as a German soldier, in the hope of eventually making his way to Spain. This arrest marked the end of Mussolini's two-decade-long rule and his efforts to escape the Allied advance into Italy. On April 27, 1994, South Africa witnessed a watershed moment in its history with the conduct of its first democratic general election in which black citizens were allowed to vote for the first time. This historic event marked the end of centuries of colonial domination and decades of apartheid, a system of institutionalized racial segregation and discrimination enforced by the white minority government. The 1994 general election symbolized the country's transition towards democracy and racial equality, fulfilling the long-standing aspirations of the majority of South Africans for freedom and justice. The election was held under the framework of the interim constitution, which came into force to facilitate the country's transition from apartheid to a democratic system. The interim constitution provided for a government of national unity and established fundamental principles such as equality, freedom of expression, and universal suffrage. The ANC won a decisive victory, securing 62.65% of the vote, which enabled Nelson Mandela to become South Africa's first black president and the first elected in a fully representative democratic election. Mandela's presidency and the ANC's victory were hailed globally as a triumph for justice and reconciliation. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history. Keep on learning something new every single day.